Michael Macharia Njiri, also known as DJ Brownskin, has been charged with aiding suicide after he was captured on video watching his wife die after taking poison at their home. It is alleged that on July 29, 2022, at Kariobangi South, Buruburu sub-county, he counseled Sharon Njeri Mwangi to kill herself. He was also charged with neglect to prevent a felony for failing to prevent the suicide and destruction of evidence. The DJ appeared before Milimani Chief Magistrate Lucas Onyina, denied the charges, and will spend 3 more days in custody pending a probation report.
I'm joined in conversation yet again with my good friend of mine.
Karibu sana.
Karibu tena, Mr. Boniface.
Niambie tu.
Niambie watu wewe ni nani and what you do.
I'm saying, you're genuinely the swali kayo. You know, a time.
Mwaka mpya,
recording podcast.
Mwaka mpya, mambo mapya, bro.
5 years, niambie ni introduce.
Who are you and what do you do? Wewe nani?
Kwa podcast. Ni yule, I'm saying tu. Mpita njia kwa hii podcast. Anyway, Boni, I dream things for a living. I dream up things. I create things from the air for a living.
Stories,
adverts, marketing, all the good stuff. So that's what I do for a living. I come up with things that I conjure. It's like magic. I conjure things from the air, almost like witchcraft. So, in a way, I'm like a witch doctor.
Mbona zani? Mbona? You need magic.
Cause ni literally by the like, it's sitting and coming up with things from the air, from my mind. And of course, it's based on some research about humanity and how human beings work and what makes them, their psychology, any of their psychology there, what makes them tick. And then you try to create things that appeal to their dopamine levels and their core. So you're in your marketing. I work for marketing and advertising agency. Advertising, marketing, and PR. So we also try to create reality, try to shape reality.
I'm very familiar with Msamia Tumalum. Msamia Tumetumia kama
Msamia.
Kill stories. Sijari intablik. Sijari sound. Kill stories. Yes, karibu sana. Thank you. Thank
you better
for honoring each and every invitation. How's your week, first of all?
You know, how's my week? Police? Man, hii wiki imekuwa na a lot tu ni by the way, sindio? Imekuwa na a lot. So much has happened. Say maandamano ended. So that was interesting, you know.
Very, very, extremely interesting.
It's a mystery. How Kenya you work, by the way.
Before tuendelele, let's just have it on record. Unajua ni vizuri sometimes
kupea
audience a visual sense of the recording itself. We are smack dab in the middle of Nairobi. Nimeletea Boni chakula amekataa.
This is hardly food, man. Tony ameniletea. Tony, no, acha tupe watu to context. Tony,
hardly food. Uliniambia,
because we canceled. We were supposed to meet yesterday, so you canceled. And then you told me lunch is on you.
Lunch is on me, bro.
Yeah, that's kukula subui. Nikakula like, you know what, leo nakula mahamri or you know, napele kwa ama tunaenda kula Swahili food.
Foodie.
Ama tutaenda tu uko juu tukule smocha, you know. You know, we say proper things. Tony, we'll let two bananas. I'm not sure kujua tu hizi bananas.
Hizo bananas ni some of the healthiest. Ni some of the best.
Really? Hizi ni zile zinaitangwaje?
I have no idea. I just know they're the best.
They're different from the ones, the sweet bananas.
Yeah. Yeah. They're different from the usual yellow banana.
Really?
Mm.
Okay. And then kuna apple na orange. But
a bounty,
asante,
bro.
Asante, asante, man.
You know, it's like a bounty.
Nashakuru. What?
A bounty.
What's about it?
A bounty.
What's about it?
Kitu umeshika na niyako.
Oh, eh.
Yeah.
Okay. Asante, by the way. Asante, asante. I appreciate it, yeah.
But of course, as in ukikula alafu usikinajua kuivi ukikula usikie hujashiba pia unajionge. The scene for me will be utoke hujashiba. That's the scene.
More as I'm coming my grandmother. Nikienda kum visit.
By the grandmothers wanakuanga hysterical with their insistence that ujiongezee food.
Eh, shiba kula shiba.
Yes. The week has been interesting.
Mm-hmm.
This week akuja kuna protest. You know someone in. So how was your week? Again I ask, how was your week?
Sasi. Say you underestimate.
Or how have you been?
How
what?
As in Wandamano, of course, in effect because I'm an 8-to-5 guy. So of course the days of Mandamano we're not going to work, so that's amazing. I mean, we're working at home. It's not that we're not working. We're working at home. We're working from home.
Mm-hmm.
But it just means that now we'll go to the office, you know. Because the last 2 weeks was really quite interesting because the office is quite empty most of the time. So
more than usual?
Yeah.
Due to protests?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's going to disrupt a lot. But, even working with the clients, kuna vitu zinafaa kufanywa but they can't be done because Nairobi is kuna uncertainty mob. Even on we work with two clients that have a lot of activations outside there, so hakuna always there, like kuna days activation is gonna fuck up, so it happen in a push. Any, this is just a lot that just doesn't work, and then kuna uncertainty mob. So but yeah, anyway, other than that, man, it's Easter, man. Today is Easter. Jambi, your audience, today is...
Yes, yes. Very much in the spirit of Kupia audience context. Leoni, 7th of April, 2023.
You do know Easter doesn't have a date.
Yeah. Najua is religious holidays.
So
the fourth moon of the 8th.
Mm.
Yeah. Journey very arbitrary.
Yeah, but it's the Easter of 2023.
It's 7th of April.
7th of April.
2023. Nine Asia next Monday.
Yeah, so it's a much at corner holiday for the working people. Okay, not all working people. The corporate people. The ones when you wanna danganyango on a salary at the end of the month.
Hence Bonnie's triumphant return.
Yes.
To recorded conversations. I cannot say Wambia how long it has taken me. Ambush. E-podcast is equal to just ambushing people, but it's fine.
Yeah. Oh, we can't remember what
it was.
Repetitive.
Kutafuta bro. Kutafuta na kuchakura bro kama kuku. Kuamka na kulala. Na kukula. Na kutry to be of some use to someone or something. Some goal.
To the president.
Not.
Pay taxes.
Not necessarily. Not, but yes. Mimi kumzima, and nikona afya, which ultimately is the most important thing.
Yeah, man, that's
the most important.
That's true. Say. That's what. And equally.
I see.
I'm saying kuna vitu zimehappen hii week.
Yes, please.
Special audience. This week. Has it in a kind of like a slow week, but there's a DJ who watched his wife die. I think he saw the viral video. He recorded his wife killing himself. Okay, then.
Hello? Not at all. Najua kuna DJ alirushwa kwa building. Alirushwa kwa something about
Well, there's that one, mm-hmm. but now there's another DJ who recorded his wife killing herself.
Don't they? No. Yes, yes. Can.
See, was it? You know, I'm worried about the excitement, the how you're facing me lighting up because you like opening up these dark things.
No, I want to hear DJ Ugani Ali record maybe like a
kid. Yeah, yeah. So, mm-hmm. yeah. So, to tell you the truth, I only watched the first 5 seconds because
mm-hmm.
me, I do not.
You can have very small tolerance.
Sinner tolerance, yeah. Those kind of gore content. Because you need to stop watching someone in pain.
Mm-hmm.
So he recorded, he was recording the wife. Yeah, the wife was threatening to kill herself. She mm-hmm. said she was telling him she had poison
mm-hmm.
in her cup, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so me, I didn't watch past that because, man, I can't stomach, no pun intended, such good cry, bro. So, and he continues to record, asking her, hey, why do you think, I mean, this is not the first time you're threatening to kill yourself, go ahead and kill yourself, something in that line, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then she drinks the what we now he come to know it was poison,
mm-hmm.
and then she starts now like getting sick, and then he continues recording. He's not helping her.
Mm-hmm.
He calls the house help, yeah,
mm-hmm.
and their child to mm-hmm. come and help her. Well, he's still going to be recording. He's saying that I'm recording this so that nobody accuses me of killing her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So she died. Mm-hmm. She actually did die.
This is Kenya.
This is Kenya. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. This is Kenya. It's been trending, say, mm-hmm. in the last week.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and then so the question on Twitter is whether he's guilty or not.
Mm-hmm. Of what?
Of murder. Or attempted murder. Or assisting in murder. So that has been the debate.
And Nadem alikunywa something.
Yeah.
So what's the problem?
the argument is of what he did do or what he didn't do. He didn't help her. He didn't try to
Akona, just from you explaining this story, which you are about to show me, please.
Nope. I didn't watch it then. I'm not going to watch it now. Huh?
Kuna statute yenye nasema you have to save people's lives if you can.
But it's like enabling suicide. The people arguing, this is enabling suicide. It's just the same way. It's just the same way you'd be, because suicide is a crime. Remember that in Kenya, in the penal code.
You're right.
So let's say right now you are trying to commit a felony, right? You're stealing, and I help you commit the felony.
Mm-hmm.
I am guilty as well. Mm-hmm. See, both of us will go to go to jail, but I will go for lesser years than you.
I think what it is because nakumbuka kuna time nilichambua penal code kitambo in depthly. Kuna attempted suicide is wrong. Though I think ni misdemeanor. I think it's got wrong. But pia conspiring with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Suicide pact. Kuna something about a suicide pact. Mm-hmm. Conspiring with someone to end both yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if kuna abet. But I think it should be there. Abetting suicide.
I'm saying even if like haija andikwa.
Mm-hmm.
Still, I'm asking you the question, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to commit a crime, let's say it's murder,
mm-hmm.
and I am there mm-hmm. and I assist you, I don't even help you commit the murder. I'm just there. Oh, and I tell you, go ahead. See, both of us will go to jail because now I'm an accomplice. Because it's a crime, I'm an accomplice to a crime. Even though akujaandikwa necessarily that if you didn't like get involved, but the accomplice still is liable. So this is also a crime. I mean, I'm taking the devil's advocate, yeah? I'm arguing from a point of, you know, some says you feel like I'm very cold right now, but technically, they're assisting in a crime. Because a crime is happening, yeah? Mm-hmm. And he's there. And you're not stopping it. You're an accomplice.
Niko na penal code up, or should I open it?
Why not?
I like this. I like what this is becoming. Panda san. Yesterday, I met with one of my lawyer friends from high school. Shout out,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Atera.
chantaje jina yake moja. Shout out to you. Na kupigia very soon. Nikianza wakianza kunitafuta.
Yes. Yes, Mr. Boniface. Najuanga kama a betting. Yeah. There's provision. I'm sure kuna a similar provision for, you know, robbery, being party to crimes.
Yeah, but so the question was,
kuna tafuta tu say.
Kuna saying, I don't know who said it, but all crimes are moral wrongs, but not all moral wrongs are crime.
Mm-hmm.
I get
it. As it should be.
So the other side is arguing,
mm-hmm.
this is a moral wrong. Mm-hmm. It's wrong that he didn't help her, mm-hmm. but it's not illegal. He didn't kill her. He didn't tell her. Oh, yeah, I mean, he told her to go ahead and kill yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't do anything to help it. He just stood there
mm-hmm.
and let her do the thing. So the people are saying, yes, it's a moral wrong. The whole society will look up upon you and say, how could you do that to your wife?
Mm-hmm.
But a moral wrong is not necessarily illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the two sides of the argument.
Interesting.
I mean, our forefathers were very creative and were very wise in saying, hakuna mwezi na. Actually, it's a Kikuyu saying.
It's a Kikuyu, yeah. Gutiri na, of
course. Mwishi na mwisho that in a... Like, hakuna difference a person who commits a crime. A thief? There's no difference between a thief and a person who looks a thief doing the act of stealing.
The peeper.
Yeah, the peeper, yeah.
The voyeur.
Yeah, there's no difference between both of them, I'm saying. So, that's the argument, I'm saying. That's just the argument, so... So I mean, in terms of humanity, that's sickening to see you do that to someone.
I want to see this. It's time for me to see this.
Tony, could you?
First of all,
take earphones.
How to skia? You won't hear it.
No, yeah, I will hear it. Okay, so anyway, maybe money earphones.
The earphone port inatumika na mic, so hautaweza kusikia. That means there's a kusikia. So listen.
But the whole point is you listening to it.
The whole point is me listening to it.
Because if you see it without listening...
Ndiwi hapa. Nyanyo yako kwa gari.
Sijikani, eh? I don't know. It's not this one. See. Oh, sorry. It's not that one. Well, they're in a house.
Okay.
I'm saying you can't get the context if you don't listen to what he's telling his wife.
Okay.
When I get
it. So sound. Just remember niko na phones. On a phone. So first of all, let me just plant a flag niseme that to me there is no argument, kabisa. This is a damn law. I want you to on record that chapter 26. Chapter? Section?
Mm-hmm.
Let me find it again. The section on attempting suicide to 26. Most of the section of 225 is... it's superfluous.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's all covered on easy sort of conspiracy to murder. You see, in terms of kasirika hapa, nikianza kuongelea over-regulation enye, iko kwa inchi.
It's about what? Murder? Self-murder?
Self-murder. Both sections are about... One section is kuhusu self-murder. Na ingine ni kuhusu... Now, the 225, which is what you're citing, I believe... Kusu. Counseling, inducing, aiding, procuring. They must be, lazima zipasue through a filter of
the right filter.
But Tony, I get it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We might say that suicide, let's not criminalize.
And please, let's try and be clear, Kusu. Whether we are arguing out what should be the statutes and whether we are arguing out what should be the right way to act. Whether we are morally
philosophizing. Moral, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get why people would ask for decriminalizing suicide, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But someone assisting the other person, I think that should be illegal. Yeah. Because Because you might not pull the gun, but you have accelerated that death of your partner fuel. I think that should be illegal. I feel like anyone who, instead of, of course, this is both morally and whatever. Anybody who, if we think life is precious, if we believe life is precious, and I believe the Constitution says life is actually indeed precious. Otherwise, it wouldn't give such harsh penalties.
I would say
if it's not precious.
Constitution says.
Of the penalty code.
Same hivyo juu nitatafuta. Nitakuja hapa nisifanye control F. Niseme precious. Sioni kwa penal code.
But inasema dini about life.
Inasema life begins at conception. I know it says that.
I don't get it. I get it, but...
Mm-hmm. It says that, you know, literally.
There's a difference between... So you know, there's reading and understanding the breadth of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Why would it give it the highest? Because I think murder has one of the highest... penalties, yeah, life or death.
Think it's robbery with violence. No, murder.
Murder. Actually, robbery violence. Wali nini? See, you know the high Supreme Court. It'll change. The law about that one. Kitambo ilikuwa mandatory. Ilikuwa like. If you commit a robbery with violence, unaenda to life immediately. Life in prison. But now, they reduced it. Si lazima, si mandatory for you to be sent to jail for life for robbery with violence. It's a big case. It's called Moratetu. It's called the Moratetu case. You should Google it, the Moratetu and the Supreme Court. Tamu liko mandatory. If you're found guilty of robbery and violence, you're sentenced to life. But now they reduced it. They said it's not mandatory. The judge has the discretion of giving it. Yeah.
203 and 204. Yes, please go on.
Yeah, so...
malice aforethought. You know, predetermined forethought.
That you thought about it before.
Maliciously.
Yeah. So you feel like if the Constitution gives the highest and harshest penalty near murder, then it means it values life. Then if indeed it values life, then anyone who assists in the ending of life, then to me, should face the wrath of the law. But at the same time, now this is a moral thing now. The person who kills themselves, I don't think they should be. They should. I don't think they should. I don't think they should be jailed because they're sick. If indeed we believe that people are sick psychologically, like depression is a sickness. If you believe it's a sickness, then why should we punish someone who is sick? So I don't understand that one. I think it should be decriminalized. But for the person who whispers in the ear, that he has ended their life. Because otherwise probably that person would not have to end it.
You don't think sick people work on as much ownership and bodily autonomy over their bodies as healthy people?
As healthy people?
Let me ask you. Let's go back to the statutes because this is getting interesting. Section 226 of the Penal Code. This one I have here. I don't know whether that section is still there. Or let's say in 2012, the Kenyan Penal Code, section 226, inasema, any person who attempts to kill himself is guilty of a misdemeanor. It should not be there.
No, I don't like it.
Kwa hivyo, ukikuja uniulize, ukikuja uniambie, ukikuja uniambie, me by the nimesare na history of life I'm going. Alafu ni kushow asa sawa ifanya mambo yako. Why should I be held accountable for something that's not a crime? That you don't, no, it is a crime, that you don't think should be a crime.
So, this person has assisted in ending a life. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Nivona Sama, again, the constitution values life based on the punishment it gives to anyone who assists in the ending of that life, whether forcefully or forcefully, you call it outright.
Mm-hmm.
That's murder, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Then anyone else who helps in ending a life should have the same, because they have ended a life. See, murder is ending a life, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And even people who are in their room when a death happens,
mm-hmm.
whether they admit it or not, they're still legally held liable to be punished,
mm-hmm.
and they have a case to answer. Yeah. Then it goes, the same thing should then be the same case when someone is in a room
mm-hmm.
and accelerates the death of someone. Because both these people, both of them have helped the ending of a life.
What if the help and the acceleration is advice, is an answer to a question on what I think?
Yeah, I still think it should be legal.
But I can survive if the suicide is merely attempted but unsuccessful. You don't think that
was? No, I think it should be attempted murder.
No.
Mm-hmm.
If the suicide is unsuccessful, I should be charged, but not the person when I'm jaribu kujiua.
Yeah, because you are sick, he's not. The other person, unless they are proven to be sick as well. But if they're sick, where would you punish a sick person? In fact, the law, if for example, you do know everyone who is accused of serious crimes like murder, they have to go for a psychological analysis, yeah?
Mm.
And should the doctors perceive that this person is, he's not okay, then they do not go through the same judicial process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Why? Because they are not okay. They're sick. In fact, they are not jailed. They take it to a mental hospital.
Compulsorily. And then they are ordered to go to...
Yeah.
They're committed.
Forcefully. Yes, they're committed to the hospital. So why then? What's the difference with suicide? I mean, it's the same principle to me. This person is sick, so they should be committed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. First of all, remove this. Naongea saizi na nyinyi watu mliandika kitu. Remove, repeal. Hii ni order yangu natoa saizi. Repeal section 226.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Change the section you're aiding suicide to any person who this section doesn't. Bonnie, this section relies on this section.
Mm-hmm.
Silly, why you would jail someone for life for doing something that someone else has chosen to do? Silei mbona.
But you see, their choice of doing it is linked to you.
Yes.
I get. Then, maybe, if it's linked to you, then.
Maybe my advice is important to them.
Well, it's important or not.
Was the final nail in their coffin, so to speak.
I mean, see, kuna watu who kill people and saying I was doing them a favor.
Mm-hmm.
But does that mean they should not be punished? I mean, if you kill your friend who is dying of cancer, and you kill
interesting.
Them,
interesting. So and you kill them. First of all, I take it from now that you call anti-euthanasia.
the idea of euthanasia, the idea of mercy killing is just a moral affront to you.
Mercy, okay. No.
Then you're inconsistent, Bonnie. You're not being consistent.
Why do you say that?
It's the same thing. Euthanasia is aiding and helping and assisting and inducing someone's death who wishes for it. Interesting.
No, this is interesting.
They're on a conversation by the own Citizen recently. They're talking about this. Finally. Which is good.
Okay. There's a difference, by the way, because I've seen a DW documentary about mercy killing. The difference is, for mercy killing to happen, there's a whole process, you say, it can even take months before it happens, because there's evaluation, a psychological evaluation. There's a whole process, you say, before it happens.
I'm sure.
Yeah? So it's not like, I want to go, fine, let's kill you. You see, there's a difference. Apo kuna like protocol that has been set out. And this one needs nothing. So I feel like that's a difference, because I have seen that you should see. Have you seen the DW? There's a DW documentary where they follow people who are about to go through the process.
Do you think next of kin unafaka na rights za kuzima the machine on vegetative people?
That's an interesting one.
That was scary. That was scary for me to ask.
Because
you have to think about what you're saying if you don't say, if that wasn't your answer. Do you think terminally ill people, what when you are at the very end of a very powerful type of cancer, should end it? Do you think doctors should be empowered to end people who wish to be ended
without their consent? Without their consent?
No, with I doctor, I wish to end this now. It's too painful and too costly.
No. No, because, no. No. And so, because we don't get to choose. We don't get to choose who gets to live and who doesn't. It's nature.
Not who, me. Me. I get to choose whether I live or die?
You know, I've seen sick people who are like really sick, and you cannot trust their judgment. You cannot trust their judgment. I have seen a lot of sick people, like really sick, and half the time they don't even know what they're saying. You can't trust their judgment at that point.
What about esophageal cancer? Stage 4. It's everywhere. As they move, he's constantly in pain. But you know, Kama Hitchens, he can write, he can think, he's lucid.
Yeah, man, I think nature should take its course. It's painful, it's hard, but I'm saying, because how many times have you heard of things changing very fast? And I've seen it with my own eyes. You're sure this person won't make it, and then they do. And then, so if we cannot know what will happen the next day, then I don't think we have a. What's your opinion?
It's interesting. You see, I don't even know how to talk to you about this, because Babu took on very different planes. Interesting. All right.
Other things have happened.
One second, guy. Bado, bro. Okay. Bado.
hiyo ilikuwa just abstract. I had to, we had to get it out in the open, what what we both think. We see. Statues. Bonus skin.
Umeipata?
Sini hii.
Yeah, acha mimi nisikilize hapo.
Si hakuna audio.
Eh?
Sisikii audio.
Kuna si ongeza volume basi.
Iko maximum.
Umesahau. Hebu kwanza ifree. Yeah, not English.
Kwani ni graphic. 125 no me who stay. Nimetoka KENYA. KENYA nimetoka KENYA. KENYA plus 244 no me who stay. KSM to MSA. 125 no me who stay.
God bless the squad. Yeah. Tilo Tunji.
So guys, that's all for now. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to like, share, comment, and subscribe to our podcast. Thank you for listening.